When I look at the consequences of living a fool's life, that is living foolishly, anybody who lives without God, without Christ, knowing that one day they're going to face Him at the judgment, it is absolutely foolish to think that you can live your life without Him, stand before Him, and be accepted by Him. It's foolish to even think that you and I are smarter than God, that we are wiser than God. God's all wise. So when the Scripture says, you can't trust your heart, can't trust your feelings, you walk wisely, God will deliver you. And we mentioned those many, many benefits. That's just some of the benefits of walking wisely. Well, how do we start? How do we learn how to walk wisely? Well, the first requirement for walking wisely is a strong determination to walk in wisdom. A strong determination to walk in wisdom. Now, why do I say that? Simply for this reason. And that is, it doesn't happen automatically. Just because you are a Christian doesn't mean that you have a strong desire to walk wisely. And so it isn't something that happens automatically. It is something you have to determine in your heart, that's what I'm going to do. Think about all the decisions you make in a given day. We make many different types of decisions. They're continuously coming. No 2 days are the same. And so therefore, if we're going to walk wisely, we must determine in our hearts to do so because of the fact that we have to make so many different kinds of decisions about different things in life, from finances to family to all kinds of disputes, you name it, we're having to make decisions. And so if I'm going to walk wisely, it certainly can't be something that I think is just going to automatically happen. In fact, somebody asked a question, well, if you have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you, aren't you just going to automatically do the right thing? Not necessarily. It's one thing to have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of me. It is even another to know what the right thing is. The issue is, am I determined to do the right thing, to walk wisely when a situation arises, at which time I have the choice of making one of two decisions, to walk unwisely or to walk wisely. So just because you're a Christian doesn't mean you're walking in wisdom. Just because you've been indwelt by the Holy Spirit doesn't mean that you're walking wisely. It is a decision you make. I choose to get God's viewpoint in this situation, this circumstance. I choose to check out what I believe He's saying to me by His Scriptures, because He will never tell me to do anything that violates His Word. And so therefore, I'm going to be safe in making that decision when I know in my heart I have a principle of Scripture that will guide me to make the decision that sits before me. You have a loving Heavenly Father. If you choose to walk wisely, the Heavenly Father assumes responsibility for enabling you and giving you wisdom to know what that is. But you have to learn to walk wisely. And that's what we're talking about. How do I learn to walk wisely? How do I walk wisely? We've talked about the fact that you can acquire wisdom, the benefits of it, but how do I do it? So one of the first things is simply this. I must determine in my heart, that's the kind of life I'm going to live. Till you settle that issue. And if you just decide, well, I'm going to live a Christian life the best I can, that's not sufficient. Well, isn't the best I can sufficient? No, listen, you have to make a decision. I choose to walk wisely. I choose to walk in the wisdom of God. I choose to walk in a way that I know is right. And the right way is the will of God. And what is the will of God? It is always the wise way. You want to walk wisely? You make a determination. For example, there came a time in your life when you may have said, well, one of these days I'm going to get saved. One of these days I'm going to change my life. One of these days I'm going to get things right. One of these days I'm going to do this, that, and the other. One of these days. And you know what? Nothing ever happened. The moment you stopped and said, today I'm trusting Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. From that moment on, your life changed. You want to walk wisely? You have to make a decision. There has to come a point in your life where you realize this is the smartest, wisest thing I can do is to do it God's way. Once you make that decision, you're on your way to walking wisely. Now, what is the basis of your decision? What's the basis of your decision? Well, when you think about it, a person who chooses to walk wisely, they understand, first of all, that the will of God is always the right thing to do. Pleasing God is always the right thing to do. Being conformed to His likeness is always the right thing to do. And so in the process, if you'll think about this, anytime God tells you and me to do something, He always has these things in mind. And that is, He has, first of all, He wants us to bring glory by obedience to Him. He wants us to accomplish a certain purpose in our life and for Him. And thirdly, He wants to conform us to His likeness. So, walking wisely. What's my motivation for doing so? My motivation is, it's the will of God. My motivation is, fulfill His purpose. My motivation is, it's going to conform me to His likeness. And one of my other motivations is this. I don't like the consequences that I see in people's lives and all around me when I see people walking unwisely. So if I have any smarts at all, I'm going to observe what's going on and choose not to walk unwisely. The second step is this, and that is meditation upon God's Word. You say, well, now don't you mention that about every Sunday? Absolutely. You know what? I need to mention it every single Sunday because of this reason. Here's what happens. Because we're always confronted with different kinds of decisions in life, and how many times have you said, wow, at the end of a day, saying, I didn't expect to have to face that, or I didn't realize I was going to have to answer for this, or whatever it might be. So all of us face those things. Now, what about this meditation upon God's Word? You'll recall in Joshua chapter 1, turn there for a moment. Joshua chapter 1, when Joshua was facing the biggest challenge of his life, he'd faced many as a result of walking with Moses and being his general, many times of combat. Listen to what God said to Joshua right before He gave him the awesome responsibility of taking Moses' place and leading the people of Israel into the Promised Land. Here's what He said to him. Verse 5, no man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I've been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Period. You say, well, that should be enough. No, now watch this. Here is a loving God, knowing the human heart of His servant Joshua. And so here's what He said to him. Be strong and courageous. You shall give this people possession of the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Don't turn from it to the right or to the left so that you'll have success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. Then you'll make your way prosperous. Then you'll have success. Listen to what He said. Meditate on it. Well, what does that mean? It means that I read it. It means that I don't read it and close the Bible. It means that I read it. I think about it. I ask some questions. What does this mean to me? What are you saying to me in these verses? What are you trying to say to me? What is there in my life that you want to point out or you want to deal with? What encouragement is there here? What challenge is there here? What caution is there here? What conviction is there here? God, what are you saying to me in this passage of Scripture? So that God wants us to meditate to absorb His Word.